The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
This is interesting. Franklin Graham, we were just talking about Speaker Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt to oust him, which would be disastrous, I think. I think he's a good man. I know he's a born-again believer. He has not been shy at all about sharing his personal testimony. He has been a leader in his Southern Baptist Church for years. Are there questionable things about the whole Ukraine thing? Yeah. I don't agree with all of it, but I think he's a good man. And I think with the makeup of the House of Representatives, Democrats, Republicans, and the deep, deep fracture among the Republicans. I mean, there is a deep, deep fracture among the Republicans in the House of Representatives. And if they get rid of Mike Johnson, they're not going to get anybody better. They're just not. Well, Franklin Graham has weighed into this. Franklin Graham gets involved in political issues occasionally, but I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this. The Reverend Franklin Graham today called on Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to reconsider her intention to file a motion to vacate next week against Speaker Mike Johnson. Graham took to social media to defend Johnson, whom the evangelist said could be the best speaker we've had in this country for decades. Again, quoting from Franklin Graham, "I've not personally met Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's an interesting person and seems to be fearless. However, if she's not careful, she will weaken the Republican Party." I agree. She has called for a motion to vacate Speaker of the House Mike Johnson next week. "Speaker Johnson is a good man, and I thank God for him. I believe he may be the best speaker we've had in this country for decades. He loves God, isn't afraid to ask him for wisdom. She needs to support him, not fight against him. Representative Greene, I hope you will reconsider this action." That is Franklin Graham wading into the conflict. I didn't read it all. He went on to say, "Speaker of the House Johnson has had a hard job, and not everyone is going to like every decision he makes. There are some people in Washington who just want to eat his lunch. He's trying to do the best job he can for our country. I like this guy, and we need to pray for him." Franklin Graham on Speaker Johnson. I'm going to run out of time here. Let me get to the stories that I really want to share with you. If you haven't heard this, the International Criminal Court in The Hague, the ICC, the International Criminal Court in The Hague is considering issuing arrest warrants against Israeli officials, including Benjamin Netanyahu. Let that sink in. Okay? They're considering issuing arrest warrants. Now, Would Benjamin Netanyahu to surrender to an arrest warrant from the ICC? No, of course not. And he shouldn't. But here's the bizarre thing. We have the International Criminal Court considering issuing arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials for what has happened in Gaza. Are they doing the same thing with Hamas officials who started this whole thing on October 7th? Who ordered their troops to behead babies, rape women indiscriminately at close range, execute innocent civilians who have nothing to do with the Israeli military? Residents of kibbutzes who historically are a bunch of peaceniks? Historically, many, if not most, of the residents of the kibbutzes in Israel are like the hippie peaceniks of the 60s here in America. You know, the tie-dye shirts, hey, man. Yeah, that's the kibbutzes. They're peace lovers. So, has the International Criminal Court even considered issuing arrest warrants for Hamas that intentionally puts citizens out in front of enemy fire? No. No, just Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Bet. Okay, Bob, take a deep breath. Breathe deep. Lick your lips. Okay. Benjamin Netanyahu. There, see? I can say it. Maybe not twice, though. Benjamin Netanyahu said this. You have to hear this to believe this. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is contemplating issuing arrest warrants against senior Israeli government and military officials as war criminals. This would be an outrage of historic proportions. Yet now, the international court is trying to put Israel in the dock. It's trying to put us in the dock as we defend ourselves against genocidal terrorists and regimes. Iran, of course, that openly works to destroy the one and only Jewish state. This will pour jet fuel on the fires of anti-Semitism, those fires that are already raging on the campuses of America and across capitals around the world. The International Criminal Court. And again, now, I don't even need to tell most of you this, but on college campuses, for quite some time now, we have seen all these posters, all these signs, stop the genocide in Gaza. Stop the genocide. Stop the genocide. Stop the genocide. Stop the genocide. I would like one teeny weeny tiny little shred of evidence that Israel has ever even suggested wiping out all Palestinians. That's genocide. We want to get rid of all of them. We just want to kill all of them. That is genocide. All of these signs, genocide, genocide, Israeli genocide, genocide of Palestinians. Give me one statement from any Israeli official, the prime minister, or any military leader in Israel, even one statement about wanting to destroy all Palestinians. And yet, that's what the campus protesters are saying. Now, on the other side, you can find dozens, probably hundreds of quotes from Palestinians advocating the genocide of all Jewish people. How many times have you seen from the river to sea, Palestine will be free? That is encouraging genocide. From the river, the Jordan River, to the sea, the Mediterranean, what's between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean, the nation of Israel. Every time you see from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, that is a sign advocating genocide. It is. There is a huge push among radical Islamists, radical Palestinians, to wipe out all of Israel. That is genocide. If you want evidence that Hamas and Palestinians advocate genocide of a people, it's everywhere. If you want evidence that Israel is advocating genocide, I double dog dare you to find any. Are they defending themselves? Yes. Have they waged war on an enemy? Yes. Have there been casualties of innocent civilians? Sadly, tragically, that always happens in war. But that's not genocide. That's trying to defend themselves from people who do believe in genocide.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
Do you remember back early April? Early April, about a month ago, it was revealed that Israel had mistakenly hit a carload of humanitarian workers, and they were all killed. And it was definitely a tragedy. It was definitely a tragedy. Joe Biden immediately, I mean immediately, released this statement, and I'm quoting. This is immediately after it was revealed that these aid workers, innocent, they were not Hamas, they were not Palestinians, they were aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. Here is the statement that Joe Biden released immediately. Quote, I am outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of seven humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American. Israel has pledged to conduct a thorough investigation into why the aid workers' vehicles were hit by airstrikes. That investigation must be swift. It must bring accountability, and its findings must be made public. Remember that? I'm outraged. His words, not mine. I am outraged. Now, what was the result? If I remember correctly, it was less than 24 hours. Very, very quickly, Israel released a statement. We made a mistake. We are very sorry. It was unintentional. We apologize. We are looking into this fully, and those that are responsible will face consequences. Do you remember that? Immediately, Israel accepted responsibility, admitted to the world, yes, we did it. It was accidental. There will be a thorough investigation, and those that are responsible for this will face consequences. Now, contrast that with Afghanistan. Do you remember when Joe Biden ordered the withdrawal from Afghanistan? The 13 American military soldiers were killed. Remember that? And then do you remember when the U.S. military bombed the car of an absolutely innocent individual. And I think seven people died. This man, his children, had no connection with the Taliban or anything else. It was months. It was months before the Biden administration and the U.S. military finally said, we made a mistake. Will anybody face consequences? We're not going to deal with that. No, no one faced consequences. And then there's this from today. Now, remember just a month ago, Joe Biden, I am outraged and heartbroken. Israel had better investigate this immediately. This is today. Washington Post. A botched drone strike in Syria killed civilians, not terrorists, as the U.S. first claimed. Defense Department acknowledges. The U.S. military's findings to be released later today follow a Washington Post investigation that cast doubt on its initial assertion the operation last year targeted a senior Al-Qaeda figure. A Defense Department official said the real suspect got away. Oops. In other words, we, America, killed innocent civilians in Syria. Now, sadly, this kind of thing happens in war-torn regions of the world. It's sad. But for one full year, the Biden administration and the Defense Department has tried to cover this up. And a Washington Post investigation uncovered this. And finally, after a year, evidently, the Defense Department is going to admit, oops, yeah, we made a mistake. Talk about hypocrisy. If it's Israel, it's undefensible. I am outraged. If it's America, there's nothing to see here. No. Oh, my goodness. All right. Out of time. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But wherever you go, whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.